If you're one of Facebook's more than 1 billion users, you might have been part of a social experiment without knowing it. A new study has revealed that Facebook intentionally manipulated the news feeds of almost 700,000 users in order to change their emotional state, and it claims it was done for research. Facebook insists the study was legal, but as Mandy Sammy reports, privacy experts say the experiment was dangerous and unethical.
When users sign up to Facebook, most know the social network will use their information for marketing purposes. But many don't think that Facebook will use them as guinea pigs in an experiment they're not told about.
Facebook conducting these experiments without telling people is not okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's really okay either. I think informed consent is always really important whenever an experiment is being conducted.
Keep it transparent if you're going to manipulate us.
A new study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences has revealed that's exactly what Facebook did. The researchers who carried out the study are affiliated with Facebook, Cornell, and the University of California, San Francisco. For 1 week in January 2012, they manipulated what almost 700,000 Facebook users saw in their news feeds when they logged on. Some people were shown content with only happy and positive words, while others were shown posts that contained sad and angry content. The point of the experiment was to find out whether emotional states were contagious.
The conclusion was we can actually manipulate people's feelings by manipulating their newsfeed on Facebook.
That's David Vail, the co-convener of the Cyberspace Law and Policy Community at the University of New South Wales Law Faculty. The study found more negative news feeds did lead to more negative status updates, and conversely, more positive news feeds resulted in more positive status updates. David Vail says while not illegal, the experiment was unethical.
Any sort of university or established researcher would typically have to take this to an ethics panel and get ethics clearance. And the first thing they'd ask is, where's the informed individual consent? So the issue here, as well as not being informed consent for the individuals, is also the question of research ethics, that, they're messing with real people's lives. And let's not forget that some negative experience online have real consequences for people. At worst case, people get desperate or get ending up feeling depressed. People have committed suicide from terrible things that have happened to them online.
AM contacted Mia Garlick, Facebook's head of policy for Australia and New Zealand, to ask about the ethical concerns surrounding this experiment and whether informed consent was obtained. She declined to comment and instead referred AM to Facebook's media inquiries line. A spokesperson from Facebook is yet to respond.
Mandy Sammy reporting.